Reish Tzadik Dalet Siftes. This week we are going to deal with more lumdis than Halacha Lamaisa, although all lumdis ends up in Halacha Lamaisa. Let me be Magdim, and then we'll get into Siftes. Well, I don't want to be Magdim, and we're going to come back to it. It's going to take a few minutes. But something that somebody mentioned, I believe, the first week. We learned last week, and Siftes explains this halacha, that Safik Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Aser, and Safik Arla in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. The basis for that is that Arla in Eretz Yisrael is a, if I can use the word, an ordinary deraisa. It's a typical deraisa, whereas Arla and Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Now, that itself is not a reason that Seika should be mutter. Not every halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is a suffik mutter. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, which the Taz on the top of your page, Taz Yogimel brings, and I want just to read the Gemara. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, and Taz Yogimel. Arla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. All Rabbi Yechanan said was Arla in chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The Torah says that it's totally in b'yas ha'aretz. Arla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Amalei Reb Zeira, I have a kasha on you, Rabbi Yechanan. V'atanya safik Arla b'chutz la'aretz yarid v'loiket. Safik Arla chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to go and collect the fruit. Vivadai aser b'chutz la'aretz, and evadai arla is aser min ha'tayre chutz la'aretz. Hechi azlinam b'sveika. How could you be mekel? Hechi mizalzalinam b'sveika. How are you allowed to be mekel? The Gemara's kasha. So ishtoimem kishachada. The Gemara says the Ravasi, name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ravasi ishtoimem kishachada. He wasn't sure to answer. Amar lei. Ema kach. Ema. See, finally he answered, kach nemra, this is the way that Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was originally said. Sveika muta vaday asa. So, the Taz adds to that, shaminim in zed, the ilav shenema b'feirish l'moshe de sveika muta, ina machmirina b'safik. The mali hefrish b'Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai b'mikur m'forish. Okay, so this is the Gemara. The Gemara makes a statement that Safak Arla Chutz La'aretz, first that Arla Chutz La'aretz Osha M'Sinai, and then Ishtayim Kishachada, he wasn't sure what to do, had he answer why Safak is Mutter, and somehow he came up with this Chiddush that Kach Nemra, that's the way Elohim Shazina was told, that Sveika is Mutter. Now, in this Sugya, we have a Kasha, and I'm not going to come back to answer it until we learn the Sif. But the kasha is that we know, we learn a lot about it in the yeshiva veld, that there's a machlokes to Rambam and the other Rishayim. If Safik Dairaisa min ha'Torah is l'chumra or not. We all know Safik Dairaisa l'chumra. And we assume Safik Dairaisa l'chumra was told to Moshe at Sinai. Moshe at Sinai was told, this is the Torah. And even if you're a Safik, Sveika, you have to be machmir. That's the Pashtus. The Rambam comes along, and the Rambam says, no. Safik Daraisa min ha'Torah is l'kula. Really, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he said, Safik Daraisa is mutter. Later, when the Rabbanon set up the Daraisas and the Rabbanons, mid Rabbanon, we say, Safik Daraisa l'chumra. This is a din the Rabbanon that Safik Daraisa is l'chumra. And according to the Rambam, that's why Sveika is mutter. Because Safik Daraisa itself is a Drabana. And a Safik of a Safik is a Safik Drabana. But at any rate, the Rambam holds Safik Daraisa is Minatayra Lakula. So on this Rambam, there are a number of difficulties from Shas. And one is this. What's this parasha of Safik Arla? It was saying Safik Arla, what is beforeish in the Torah? It's Lachumra. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's the kula. So he asked him, if it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, why are you mekel? Ishtayim k'chadasha, kach nemra. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai came down this way. That in Eretz Yisrael l'chumra, in chutz la'aretz l'kula. what are you talking about? When Moshe came down from Sinai, all sveikas were lakula, according to the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that all sveikas are lakula. So what are you telling me? He asked the Mekasha, how come you machmer on sveikas? And then he said, oh, you know what? Kach nemra. Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai said, oh, this one is sveika lakula. Like the Rambam, every suffix is lakula. So this is something that we're going to answer in the course of learning Siftes. It's a kasha on the Rambam, on the Rambam Shita, I should say. I said the Rambam also of it derives lakula min ha-Torah, and the other Rishayim disagree. That's our norm, that's how the Shef Shmaitzer starts, the Shari Yosha starts. Rav Avadia Yosef says, it's not that way. Rav Avadia wants to show that most Rishayim hold like the Rambam, Kedarka V'Kodesh. And the Rashba is the other Shita. He shows that Rashi holds like the Rambam. Rashi seems to hold that way a few places. And the Ramban holds like, even though he has Kasha in the Rambam, he holds that way La Halacha. And it has to do with Safik Igunais in Eretz Yisrael, which when we finish, if you remind me, we'll talk about. But what's going to get us right now is this Kasha on the Rambam. Now, very simpler, much simpler Kashas. We have a rule, by Mamzer, Mamzer Vada Yasra Taira, Mamzer Safik La Yasra Taira. Right, the Gemara says. By Mamzer, we learn out of a pasuk, Mamzer Vada Vlai Mamzer Safik. So Vaitich, from the Rambam. The Rambam holds every Safik Derash says Lakula. So Xeris HaKosim, Mamzer Vada Vlai Mamzer Safik, what are you talking about? And there's another Gemara in the first parak above Mitzia, by Meiser, Asiri Vada Vlai Asiri Safik. Same question on the Rambam. There are a few such, you say this in Gershas, which seem to contradict the Rambam. So the Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Aleph, he starts the Shef Shmaitzer in Aleph with the Rambam Shita, and in Perek Beis with all the Kashas. And that we're going to discuss here, because Taz, Tezvav is one of the Yesaidis that's used to discuss the Shaila. So first let's learn Siftes. And then I'll come back to this very, very general subject. Gemara says one more thing, which is hard to believe. The Gemara by Safik Arla and Aflamites says that two Amiroim, I'm sorry, I don't remember which two, Sfuke Misapki Lahadoni. They had a deal. In your field, you bring me fruit. In my field, I'll bring you fruit. And when A brought fruit to B, he mixed in some arla. But since to B it was suffic arla, he was allowed to do it. Spook him a safki la dadi, like they winked at each other. You know, he brought him fruit from his field, and he brought him fruit from his field. So the Gemara says, spook him a safki la dadi. They used to, like, the Gemara seems to say, if I know it's arla, I can give it to someone if he's misupik if it's arla. The Gemara says that. So, what's the problem?
It sounds like a harama.
It sounds like a harama. So we do haramas once in a while, no? The Gemara says, "Svukim misapki la'adani." That's one of the Shmaitzer's cash, is that by giving it, you're having a no. Okay. But the Beis Yosef says, we don't paskin like that Gemara. How can you say you don't paskin like a Gemara? Gemara, you know, Pascal like him. So he says the Rambam doesn't bring it. And he makes up a machlaikis. There's totally a different machlaikis and a different Gemara, the same sugya. And he says we don't paskin, svukim sapki la dadi. That's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, ad hechal advar magiyim, that's sveika yizmut. Okay, let's learn this sif, which is the rule, and then we'll discuss it. Safik arla beret Yisrael asr, ubechutz laretz mutter. Safik arla is also Eretz Yisrael. Chutz laretz, even though it's a daraisa, it's muta keitzah. Kerem, if I know there's a vineyard, sheyesh by netiyeh shel arla, and I'm positive, in that vineyard there are vines that were planted within 3 years. The arla, vanovim nimikarim chutz arla, and there's a grape stand right outside the vineyard. The Aruch Shulchan says chutzala is lavdafka. It means in a place where you can't see from which vine it comes. Beretz Yisrael, I'll see. I'll let it buy there. It might be arla. ובסוריה מותה, והוא שלא ידע שהובא ומייסי קרם. סוריה, there were guys of certain things in Syria, Otto Eretz Israel, there were machmir, there has to be a suffix if it came from that karem. ובחוץ לארץ, מותה, פל ידע שהובא ומייסי קרם. You know it came from a vineyard that has Arla also. Rak shalla yiresh and ifsru mitia shalarla. You don't know for sure where these grapes came from. The vineyard has yes Arla and non Arla vines. And you know the owner is selling them both. It could be he's a guy and he's selling them both.
What's the ratio?
You're allowed to buy. We'll talk about that. Good. Bechoshkein shekerim shu safik Arla shu muta. So that's if this vadei Arla mixed with safik Arla. And you know there's Arla. Koshkein, if you don't know this Arla, if it's a Suffolk Arla in the first place, Shehumutter, it's a Kavachaymer, it's a Kavachaymer Madach, when you know this is a Koshkein, when you're Masufik of this is. Alright, so this is the din of Vadai Arla and Suffolk Arla.
What's the difference
between Surah and Chutz Laaretz? Chutz Laaretz, that's Suffolk Arla.
What's Surah?
Surah is in between. It's Chutz Laaretz, but the Rabbana, and they were always a little more Machmir. And to make a dummy there. Sufik
on the tree is kavua.
Sufik
on the Teres, it brings me
Teres.
I know some of them are older, but
we're going to talk about kavua kemer tzamech. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it shortly. I mean, if you go into the vineyard, okay. We will talk about kavua. I wanted to start with so sveikas, then we'll get to kavua. Okay. There's a long taz here. Letaz tezvav. The side of this taz is that the din of Safik Arla being mutter is more than the din of Safik Darabban al-Kula. We have a rule, not by Arla, by other things, that Safik Darabban al-Kula. We have a rule, Safik Arla, which is the Raisa, Alam HaShem Sinai is mutter. The Taz here is Masbir, that there's a fundamental difference between the two of them. When we say Safik Darabban is mutter, what's the lumdus? The lumdus is, I'm allowed to be taila that this is heter. I can assume this is the heter. Let's say I have a drabanan, choose a drabanan, I have a bishalakum. So 50-50 suffix, if it is bishalakum, it's not bishalakum. So I'm allowed to be makel, why? Because I'm allowed to be taila that this is probably, or not probably, this might be the mutter one. And the Torah says you're allowed to be Taila, the Chazal say you're allowed to be Taila by Sveikas. By Safik Arla, it's Vadai Mutter. It's not that you're Taila, this is not the Arla. It's without a doubt Mutter. It's unquestionably Mutter. He says that's why Svukim Misapki Lahadadi. How can I, if I know something is an Issa Drabana, so I can give it to my friend, and he's a Safik Darabanan, and he'll eat it. Of course not. He's only eating because he's assuming it's not a Darabanan, so I can't give it to him. I know it is a Darabanan, so I have to tell him this is a Darabanan. By a Safik Darabanan, you don't have to make a hefset to be Mevar, but if you can be Mevar, you have to be Mevar. Not so by a Safik Arla. Safik Arla is mutter. Even you could be Mevar. You're standing in front of the vineyard. You could go into the vineyard, tell the guy, give me from that vine. You don't have to. You stand outside, you buy it. We call that, it's mutter b'teres vadai. It's mutter, without a doubt. It's mutter, absolutely mutter. Now, this is the site of this Taz. The Taz, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in Yeridea Aleph, Seisim, and Kuf Pei Hei, that his lashon is that divrei ataz berurim b'chosa and belief safik. He's going on a certain case, but he says divrei ataz are very klar. It's a very klar yisoid that safik arla is vaday mutter. Is vaday mutter. And from this we go back to the Rambam. Okay, this is the taz's yisoid. Shulchan Aruch. You can go stand outside. You can stand outside, buy grapes, and don't tell me which vines they're from. Just I'll buy grapes. Okay, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Safik deraisa min atara lakula. So we ask the Kasha, Safik deraisa min atara lakula, so what's this whole business with Safik Arla? One type of Safik Arla is deraisa lachumra, and what is Moshe Sinai lakula? There's no mina Torah. All their rices are lakula. Kach nemra. What does it mean? Kach nemra. This is the way Elohim Shesinah came down. That it's lakula. Mina Torah. All their rices are lakula. Maybe Rabbanan said it, but kach nemra means this is the way Elohim Shesinah came down to us. Does it make sense? So the Ran asks this kasha on the Rambam. The Ran is in Kedusha Lamed Tesavad Beis in the sugya of Safek Arla. The Ran says that those who argue with the Rambam ask from Safek Arla, from this Gemara. The Ran answers, I'll tell you his words, then there are two interpretations of what he means. The Ran answers that the nafkamina is Sfuke Misapke Lahadadi. Nafkamina is this. Mina Toira Safik Deraisa Lakula. Mina Toira, before the Rabbanan came along, Moshe came down from Sinai. So he told Klal Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat Nevela. Safik Nevela you can eat. Not allowed to wear Shatnez. Safik Shatnez you could wear. That's the Rambam Shita. Yeah. The Rambam Shita, that's how the Nesivis explains it, that every word in the Torah is a Vadai. You're not allowed to eat Nevela, it's Vadai Nevela. Now that we're Shatnez, it means Vadei Shatnez. You have to fast on Yom Kippur, it means Vadei Yom Kippur. If you have a Sufik, if it's Yom Kippur, you can eat. All the dinim of the Torah are Vadoim. A Sufik is Mutar. But you can't be Sfuke Misapke. If I know it's Nevela, I can't give it to you if you think it's Sufik Nevela. Min HaTorah, there's no such heter. My she'en came by Arla, kach nemra, the officer said it came down, by Arla, spukim misapki ladadi. You can even give it to someone else. That's the Ram's terrace.
So
everybody's holding with me?
When Haman went and said, Suffolk, they rise to the Chumra, they left that out.
So however the Rabbanan set it up, okay. The question is the deraisa level. Kach nemra means the deraisa level. On the deraisa level, every suffolk deraisa is mutter. But you're not allowed to give it to someone if you know it's Isser and he thinks it's a Safik. You can't even do that by Safik Rabbanan. If I know it's Vaday Isser, I can't give it to you.
You as well, you can.
Yeah, if it's to all of us, then I can. I can eat it, I can give it to you. Yeah, but the Nafkamin is Sfuke Misapki, where I know it's Isser. Normally, I can't give it to you, to someone else. The Nemra, Kach Nemra, Lachshon Sinai, is that I could give it to someone else. Hold on, we'll get to it. Right, but he to him it's a suffix, so I can give it to him. To him it's a suffix. To him it's mutter. To me it's not. He's a I'm look. I can't eat truma. I'm not a kohen. I give it to a kohen. He's allowed to eat it. Here it's not lifta either because to him it's vaday mutter.
So the mashkiach can
give a suffix on all something.
Giving
a, no, it's Israel. This is only what I'm telling you. That was only a chutzlar.
It's like
right.
Giving a kfeil. I'm actually not giving a sfar.
Okay, good. Yes, you're right. It depends on the two biurim in the Ran. Let me explain. This is the teretz on the Ran. Now, the Shef Shmaitza, Shmaitza Perik Beis, he says, hold on a minute. 1 minute. We just said before that the Rambam doesn't paskin Sfukei Misapki La'adadi. And the Beis Yosef says, oh, Shtikl Torah, why we don't paskin it? The whole Ran's teretz doesn't shtim. Like the Rambam himself. You're coming to answer a Rambam. How could the Rambam say, Sovet Eraisa Lekula? So if Sovet Eraisa Lekula, what's this business, the difference in Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz? So you're answering, the difference is, Svukim Misapki La'adadi, you can feed somebody. But we just finished saying, the Rambam doesn't pass to Svukim Misapki La'adadi. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. So, Zok de Shmaitze, we need a new teretz. The whole Ran's teretz is down the drain. Because his teretz is good if you hold Sukim Misapki. But the Rambam himself doesn't hold of it. So therefore we need a new teretz. That's what the Shmaitze says.
Well, that could be the
Kashnev. Which means the Kasha comes back. So here is where there's a split between the Shmaitzer and the other Achrayim. Rabbi Chanan, in two places, in Kovet Tzaharis, Simin on Ches, and in the second volume of Kovet Shurim, Simin Mem Hei, Osir Dalit, he says, you missed the whole point of Iran. You think the Iran meant the case of Svuki Misapki Ladadi? That's the Iran? No. The Iran meant this Taz. The Iran meant Svuki Misapki is an example. It's not the Teretz. The Teretz is every suffix that arises Lakula. Why? Minatayra. You're allowed to be Taila that this is not Nevela. You're allowed to be Taila that this is not Shatnas. Why is Safed Deraisa the Kula Minatayra? Why is Safed Rabbana Mutter Lamaisa? All the Sfeikis that are Mutter because you're allowed to rely that this is the Heter. You're allowed to rely on the Tzad Kula. Let's have a Machlaikis in the Gemara, we say Safed Rabbana Kula, Paschal Kula. That means we're relying on this Mandi Omer as against the other Mandi Omer. The Halacha L'Maisha Messinai of Safik Arla is unique. Safik Arla is Mutter B'Teres Vadai. It's not Mutter because you're Toila. It's Mutter because Sveikis are Mutter. Sveikis are absolutely Mutter. There's no Lifnei Iver on Sveikis. If it's Efshel Levura, you don't have to be Mevar. You can stand outside the vineyard. You don't have to go in. They're a little picking. You can walk in. You don't have to. The Rans Teretz, Svukim Misapki Ladadi, is an example of a Nafkamina. But it's not the point. The point is that it's Mutter B'Teres Vadai. It's Mutter B'Teres Vadai, not B'Teres Safik. Nafkamina Chazan Ish says, Pshat in this Taz, the Nafkamina is that if Zeshul Levuri, you're not Mokhli to be there. For a different reason, because the person who's having it is not allowed to give it to him. It's Vadei Arla. You can't take Vadei Arla and turn it into Safik Arla. What? If the other guy finds it, he can take it, but you can't create. You can't turn Vadei into Safik. But what? You go to the guy's field and you tell him, just bring me out grapes. Don't tell me which vine it's from. That you can do. But a Jew who has Vadei Arla has to get rid of it. He can't go and just sell it in the stores because it's Safik Arla. Right? Noki Mechshash Vadei Arla. Right? You can't do that. Once it's Arla, it's Arla.
But
his deloshin he uses is that it's not a Cheftzah. When it's Safik, it's definitely not a Cheftzah Shalisser. Rabbi Chanan's loshin is, by Safik Rabbanu Lakula, wherever it is, it's still a Cheftzah Shalisser. If it's Bishal Akum, it's Cheftzah Shalisser. It's a piece of Bishal Akum. But if you're Mesupik, the Torah says you're allowed to be Taila. But it is Isser. By Arla, Safik Arla is a Cheftzah Shal Heter. The Torah says, if you don't know if it's Arla, it's not Asa. The king came and he said, don't eat Vadei Nevela. Safik Nevela, I let you eat. Don't eat Vadei Nevela. That's all. That was his Gezeira. We asked Vadei Arla. God said, I don't want to make life confusing. You know, Shulchan Aruch is confusing enough. So God said, if it's Vadei, don't eat it. Sveikis, don't worry about it. Rabbanu came along, they made it confusing. They said that he can't eat Sveikis either. But from Sinai, it was only said, Vadei is Asa. Safik is Vadei Mutter. He says the same thing by Safik Mamzer. A Mamzer Vadei, but like Mamzer Safik. Safik Mamzer is Vadei Mutter. By telling the guy, bring me. Don't tell me, Marim. All right, you can be Marim. He's bringing you Suffolk Arla. To him, it's not Arla. He's a guy. You've got it. That DNA Arla.
So.
Yeah. Yes. This is his test. The Shmaitzer doesn't understand it that way. Shmaitzer understands Svukim Misapke is the whole chilek, and mainly he has this bomb kash. But
you see from the outside, I guess. 10 new trees and 2 old ones. You know the ratio is.
It's a very good question. What do you do with ratios? What happens if it's Roy Varla? What is it's Roy Varla? Okay, so I'm going to get to it in a minute. Okay, we're talking about three things, about the Rabbah of Shita, about Roy, and about Kavur. We'll get to each one. But what? It has to be, because it says Safek Arla is Aser in Eretz Yisrael. And like the Rabban, Safek Arla is only Aser in Eretz Yisrael Midravana. I know, but we're saying Safek Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Aser. The Rabban holds Midravana. So what about Chutz La'aretz? So Kach Nemra. That's what it was said. Rabban didn't change it. So what's Kach Nemra? What's Kach Nemra? You want to say why the Rabban didn't answer it? I think so. I don't know. That's not the word Kach Nemra. Kach Nemra means it came with Alav Shem Sinai. That's fake is mutter. Because it was Kach Nemra. Alav Shem Sinai said they didn't answer things out of Farish. It's not the star, but it's not the way you attach them. So I'll talk about ratios in a minute. I just want to finish. Because I want to tell you, the Shmaitz is Mahalach. This Mahalach is the Lahalachadika Mahalach. The Lahalachadika Mahalach, like Ramosha writes, it's the Iker, and it's a Taz, and Rabbi Chanan is Matzdik. I think the Shari Yosher, and Shar Aleph, he has Bob and Zion, he talks about this. I think of it. Sometimes with Shimon. Rav Shimon is different than the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer, he says something, he says his maskana. Rav Shimon in Shari Yosha writes all his Havaminas, and then slugs it up and goes on to something else. So you can read a parak of Shmaitzer, of Shari Yosha, and not be sure where you're ending up. It's very hard to learn. So I'm not sure where Rav Shimon is ending up. But anyway, we're talking here about the Gdalei HaPaiskim, the Shef Shmaitzer, that's a Ktsais. And the Rabbi Chanan, I won't call Gdalei HaPaiskim, but the Taz holds this way, and the Ramosha holds this, the Iker. The Iker is that the Halacha Mishum Sinai of Safek Arla is that it's Vaday Mutter. Even the Taz says, even a Baal Nefesh, who's nervous to be Mekel, on Safek Arla Kula, he doesn't want to take a chance. But on Safek Arla, he's not taking a chance. Safek Arla is Mutter B'Torah's Vaday. You don't have to be Mevara, yeah. Don't worry, you have to be Mevara, the Chazan Yish says in the Bira of the Taz. It doesn't say Beferish in the Taz, it's Mashmoy's Taz. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Isn't it across the board that the Torah, when the Torah says something, it's the Torah's Vaday? It's Vaday that Kesed means Kesed or nothing else?
In the Rambam Shita alone.
That is for the Torah's Vaday.
The Rambam, that's how the Nesivis explains the Rambam Shita. So, Derisa Lakula, when Torah said you can't eat Nevela, it means you can't eat Vaday Nevela. So, if Nevela, Torah didn't ask it. Torah says you can't wear Shatnas, you can't wear Vaday Shatnas. So, if Shatnas, you could. What's enough comedian in this explanation? He's coming to say a chap. He's coming to answer six kashas on the Rambam. He says this explanation is only by Isurim. What happens if you have a luliv? Is a suffix luliv good for the mitzvah like the Rambam? Well, it's a sub derais for lakula. I would think a suffix luliv, I could do the mitzvah. He says no. It's only an isurim, the whole longest of the Rambam. The Torah said nevela, it means vadei nevela. Suffix nevela is mutter. Shadn is, suffix is mutter. But like that, when the Torah said priyates hadar, a vadei priyates hadar. A suffix priyates hadar, you can't bring. And when the Torah said that you have to bring a carbon that's not a balmum, it's a vaday not balmum. If it's a safi balmum, you can't bring it. With this, the Nesivis is in Chavis Das in Simin Kuf Yud in Beis HaSafik. This is how he answers a handful of kashas on the Rambam. By assays, the Rambam doesn't apply.
That's how you say
okay, we'll have to look at that. Maybe it's a bad example. Anyway, what's the gas? Safek Arla, this is the Taz's rule. Safek Arla certainly mutter. That's why even the biggest machmer of Chutz La'aretz, they don't give a heksher that it's not Arla. You don't got to go. You go down, you want to give a heksher. You give a heksher on the on whatever it is that they're making. You don't have to check if the grapes are Arla. You go down, you get the grapes come into the Kedem factory in a... in a dump truck, and you greet the dump truck, and you give a hefsher from there on. Grapes, there's no yayin nesach on grapes. Grapes are kosher, so you don't have to check if it's arla. You come, you get it, and there's no naya chumris that doki b'chashash. This not yet. I'll never will be. Okay, what? I'm talking chutzlars. My whole discussion is outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Suriah. Sadeh Tzol is Osir. No, no, Safik is. No, Chutza doesn't mean Chutzla. It's Chutza Loi means outside the vineyard. If he's sitting outside the vineyard, you don't have to check where it's coming from. Only mid Rabbana. Safgar in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Alechem Shem Sinai. So Minah Torah, it's Mutter, but if it could be Mavari after Mavar. The Rabbana said that Safik is Asr. This added Kula of Nemra, that doesn't apply. The Shmaitza goes with another Mahalach, which is a more standard Mahalach in other areas. Another big kasha on the Rambam is from an Ashram Tali. What's an Ashram Tali? You know, when you clap al chaitz, you say, which one were you over on? Your Baila Shifra Harufa? Like, when you say al chaitz al fanecha, you think about it ever. Achatoim, plural. So fanecha, the carbon Ashram Tali vavadei. So you look at the list, you wonder, which one am I clapping on? What? Arva, which one? Asham Mitzayra, Asham Nazir, we weren't over on. Right, the only six Ashams. Eil Asham is Asham Gezeilais, we didn't swear in Bezdin. Asham Mi'ilais, we don't come into Mila. Asham Shufa Arufa, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra. None of those five Ashams. Achatoz Lefanecha? No, anybody? Nobody had. Anybody had Asham Mitzayra? Asham Tali, no. I mean, Asham Nazir, Asham. So the sixth one is Asham Talui. What's Asham Talui? So Asham Talui is if someone was over a Safik Issacharis. A Safik Issacharis. What are these Surei Karis? There are 36 counted in the first Mishnah and Krisos. There might be one or two others. Two of them are Assays, Mila and Pesach. And 34 are. What? Is that Washam and Assay? Right, okay, good. So there are 34. So those 34, if somebody was over b'shaygei gas miachatos, but if it's a suffix of those 34, then he has to. Rav Kreisworth once said, I'm trying to remember, it's many years ago. He once said the Gemara says, who was it? Rav Yosef. He made a party when he turned 60. He was yatzah midei krisus. He was yatzah. He knows he wasn't chayiv karis. So Rav Kreisworth asked. He took out the Mishnah and Krisa. I didn't have to take it out. I set up up the whole 34. So he said, which one was he Ivor? Which one was he worried he's Ivor? Like, which car is, you know, is Viola's sister? Is Viola's mother-in-law? Like, which, you know, most of them are Arayas. I think, like, 20 out of 34 are Arayas. And so, you know, Shabbos, Michal Shabbos, is Ivor Karis. Like, there are two or three that are possible. So if Chrysler said that somebody in the audience, I don't remember the exact line, it takes away from it, but he said that one of the Balabatim sitting around the table said sometimes, you know, he had a weak moment and he did one of these things. So if Christ was said, a Balabas who thinks that way about his Rav has such a terrence. that's what he said. You know. Saying about Khadina, he had a weak moment, he was over on one of those, you know. So at any rate, what's an Ashram Tali? An Ashram Tali is a Safi Karis. Right, the Gemara gives an example. Safik Shuman, Safik Chaylev, you bring a carbon. So it's from the Rambam. It's mutter. Safik Shuman, Safik Chaylev is mutter l'chadchila. You're allowed to eat it. What do you mean you bring a carbon Ashram Tali? It's mutter. Safik the rice is mutter. Safik Shuman, Safik Chaylev, it's mutter. The Gemara says, Safik Hegdish, Safik Hegdish. If you find out, you bring a chatos. The Mishnah says, I just made a siyum on Krisus. The Mishnah says, if you don't know when you eat it, and you find out later, you bring a chatos. As I state in the Mishnah,
what it might be, you don't know what it is.
So what? You were allowed to eat it. You found out it was mutter. What's the problem? You found out it was a safi, that means it's mutter. Right? It's a, what? You found a chatos, but never in Lashon. That's when you're not doing anything. So this is a kasha on the Rambam. So the Mishnah Melech, I believe it is, Mefarshei Rambam, I think it's Mishnah Melech, answers that the Rambam paskins, you don't bring an Ashram Tali if you have one piece of meat that's Safik Shum and Safik Chelev, there's no Ashram Tali. You need what the Gemara calls Ischazik Isura. Ischazik Isura means you know there's a piece of Chelev, you know there's a piece of Shuman, and it became indistinguishable, you can't tell one from the other. If it's a schazik isura, then you bring an Hashem Tali. Not a, the Rambam paskins that way. It's a sugi in the Gemara. The Rambam paskins you only bring Hashem Tali by a schazik isura, meaning you know there's isur, and now you don't know which one you ate. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech. The Rambam Shita Savi Deraisa Lakula is only by Lo Yischazik Isura. If you don't know that there's Isser, you don't know for sure there's Isser. All these grapes might be Heter, or by Chaylev. All this meat might be Mutter. If you know this Isser is Chazik Isura, we don't say Savi Deraisa Lakula like the Rambam. And with this, the Shmaitz answers every kasha on the Rambam. We're saying now the Rambam holds Savi Deraisa Lakula min HaTorah, but there's an exception. It's Chazik Isura. Says now everything's good. What's Safik Mamzer? You had a baby who's a Mamzer. Baby's not a Mamzer. Chazik Isura, and you can't tell one from the other. So then you need a pasuk Safik Mamzer v'loy vade Mamzer v'loy Safik. It's all going in a case where it's a Chazik Isura. You know for sure that is a siri vade v'loy a siri Safik. What's the case? You know Vadai that things chayiv and meisim. So when do we suffer deraisa l'kula? If you have one piece of meat, you don't know if it's chaylev or shuman. Then suffer deraisa min atara l'kula, and there's no Hashem Tali. And in that case, you don't need a pasuk mamzer v'adai. The Rambam shita suffer deraisa min atara l'kula. When do you need the Rambam? You only need the Rambam in a case where it's a schazik isura, suffer deraisa l'chumra, and by Orla and Mamzer and Meiser, we say Vade Bloy Safik, these things are mutter. This is the Shmaitz's Teretz. Okay, this is, I guess, the Lomdis of Safik Orla, the two Mahalchim. The Mahalach, we'll call it Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, or the Taz's Mahalach, that Orla Sveika is Betaras Vadai. And the Mahalach of the Shmaitz, which is more global, that every time you have a Kasha on the Rambam, if it's possible to answer, it's Chazik Yisura. Then Shalom al Yisrael, then it's no problem. The Rambam is Maida, Savi Derais, El Chumim and Atayra, by Yischazik Yisur.
But only grapes.
Well, the fact is it's Mutter in all cases. It's always Mutter. We only need it in the case of Yischazik Yisur. The Gemara, the Kasha would have to be a what's the Lashon of the Gemara? But Tanya, Safa Kalim Chislaris Yariv Veloikate. So we could hash the Gemara two ways. Yarev v'loiket. The Gemara is in all cases. You're allowed to be Yarev v'loiket if it is a schazik or it's not a schazik. The Chiddush is, even if you know it's a schazik Yisura, that's still your Yarev v'loiket. That's the part, that's the Chiddush like the Rambam.
But every single carom is a schazik Yisura because 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, it was also.
If it was planted, you know it was planted. If you know, if you go to a guy's carom, you don't know if he planted in the last 3 years.
You're right, but you know that it was originally Arla.
All right, so that the Shmaita talks about, you know, it was originally, but he said that's called Chasakas Yilishtanis, which is its own topic, because the Shmaita has problems with Chasakas Yilishtanis. But there's no Chasakas may occur on a tree. Chasakas Yilishtanis is a Chasakas that's naturally going to change. We don't say Cheskas Isser on it. It's on Arichas, yeah.
When they graft, they start the clock again.
We're going to talk about grafting and about the Sveikas of grafting when we get to it. Okay, this is the lumdist. The halacha didn't change. My whole discussion only changed one thing, that you don't have to be nervous about it. It's not giving you a hechsher, vadei nokim arla, and you're only using cheska, probably not arla, you're 100% lechatchila, it's vadei mutter. Okay, ad kan is the discussion of Shita Saranda. So there is no chiddush. The chiddush is by Arla, even if it's a schazik isura, you know there's Arla mixed in, it's still mutter. Even if you know, you could see he's got new trees and old trees. I'll get to kavos if you'd. We'll talk about kavos. Okay? Alright, the second topic. Eretz Yisrael mixed in with if it's a Safi Deraisa, it's a problem. Safi Deraisa is the Chumra. Eretz Yisrael Dika grapes. Even if they bring it to America, it's still Eretz Yisrael Dika grapes.
Why do the
Okay, all right. If the Metzius is that way, yeah, if you miss something. Could be. What? No, Ramos says you're not allowed to go put yourself in a sex act. You don't go buy things. If you own it, nothing. If you own it, you could be done. Sex. Oh, what about Rive? Okay, that's the second thing. Till now, I'm just using the word Safik. Do we rely on Rive by Sveikis? That's the question. What do you do in cases of Rive? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Sefkat Yud Beis two things. When we say Safik Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Aser, even if there's Rive, we're not Mekel. We'll have to explain that. Called the Parash Baruba Parash. We'll talk about it. And he says in Chutz La'aretz, when we say Sveikai Mutter, it's even if Rive is Iser. Like you said, even if you have 8 trees of Arla and 2 trees of non-Arla, and you're going and buying, as long as what you're buying is an amount that could have come from the 2 trees, so it's mutter. Now, the biur in this, why? Rive, we always go bus a rive, we give misa. Where do we learn rive? From a bezdin. You have a bezdin of 70, 50 says chayv misa, 20 says now we give misa. So we learned that Rubei Kukulai and Erazlina Basarai, we learned both out of the Sanhedrin. So why in Chutz La'aretz, when we have of Rive, that it's Arla, why are we Mekel? Why are we Mekel if it's in a case where it's Rive Arla? So again, what? If it's Rive Arla, we should be Machmir. We go to a guy, say, bring me grapes, and we see in his field, let's say we know his field, he has 100 regular trees and 200 Arla trees. So why don't we say, call the Parish Maruba Parish? It should be Isser. Okay, all right. The way to express what you're saying, the way that the Achrayim expressed it, I'll give you Maram HaKaymas in a minute, is a general clair. If when you go bus arrive, is that a Vadai or is that a Suffolk? I would think. When you go bus arrive, it's a Vada. You're giving someone Misa. We learn how to Sanhedrin. You're giving someone Misa based on Rive. So the answer, according to at least most of the Achrayim, is that Rive is also a Safik. The Torah just allows you to rely on Rive. Rive is not a Vadai. It's not certain. Well, if I have 2 pieces of kosher, 1 piece of treif, and 1 piece was parish, is there any reason to say that this is certainly the kosher? No, it's 2 out of 3 chances. The Torah allows you to rely on a Safik, but Rive is also a Safik. The basis of this, there are a few sources. There's in the Ksava Kabbalah on Parshas Bukhukaisai, Ksava Kabbalah, the author was, they always call him a Talmud Rabbi Kiva Eger, because his name, he's got one of these long European names that I don't remember. You remember his name? You don't remember his name, Israel. What? Mechlenburg, okay. Mechlenburg, okay. Anyway, Parshas Bukhukaisai, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger with a big arichus, that Rive is also Safik. Rive is not a Vada. The Makar is in Bav Metzia Davav, which I always say we learn in Yeshiva. I should say we used to learn in Yeshiva, right? They used to learn in Yeshiva. Bav Metzia Davav, you have Kofat Zechem and Amnuyim L'Saychai. There's a case where you're counting Meiser, and every 10 that comes out is Meiser. Oh, Bav Metzia Davav, next week, Geshmak. So you're going to come to it. You'll remember it. Kafatz Echa min Amnuya V'Saychai. One of the... What's Kafatz Echa Minuya? One of the Meisers, you count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9. 10th one is Meiser. 1 is 9. 10th one is Meiser. You still have 1,000 animals to count. One of those that you counted already jumps back in. Say, Oyvei. So the Rav says, why are you saying Oyvei? You should say Haleluka. Kafatz Echa min Amnuya V'Saychai Kulom Atarim. If one jumps back in, you don't have to get Meiser anymore. You saved yourself 1/10 of 1,000 animals, 100 animals. It's not Meiser. Because Asiri Vadai, Velei Asiri Safi, could jump back in. It's Mutter. So Tysus asks, what? It's not Chulin.
No, that's too Hetzer, because you don't want to bring a carbon, you don't want to bring something that...
Because the one might be, but we don't say Machmer both ways. We don't say count off Meiser and be Machmer both ways. We say you're allowed to be Mekel. I see you, Safik.
The one that jumped in is a Meiser behemoth or a non-Meiser behemoth?
The Gemara's case is a non-Maisa Behema, but it's counted already. Stum the Maisa on Koshka, I don't know.
It had a red thing on it.
It had a red mark on it, okay. Anyway, Frek Taisvis, Golbas Arrive. You got 1,000 animals, that one, that was Menuya. Frek Taisvis, Golbas Arrive. So the Shita, B'Shem the Rush, answers that Rive is also a Suffolk. It's still Asiri Vadev, Elay Asiri Suffolk. Rive is also a Suffolk. This is the Makar that Rive is also a Suffolk. There's a Pnei Shlaimai in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Gimel, by the Sugi of Arla. There, he says that's why by Pikuch Nefashis, when Mekel, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Pikuch Nefashis, even though there's Rive. Even though you find somebody, you know if he's a Jew or a guy. And the city is 99% Goyim, and you find a person on Shabbos, you Mechal Shabbos, well, even the 1% chance he's a Jew. Why? So he says it's because Rive is a Suffolk. He says, Rav, who argues in Ksuvis, Rav holds that if you find a baby, you're not Machal Shabbos for him, because Rav Taka argues with this side. Rav doesn't hold Rive is a Suffolk. But we pass, like Shmuel, Rive is still a Suffolk. Since Rive is a Suffolk, so therefore you're Machal Shabbos, the same thing, Ein Hochem B'mamen Achar Rive. Why B'mamen don't you go after Rive? Because Rive is still a Suffolk. Rav argues there also. But the Rive, because even Rive is still a Suffolk. That's his Yisai. That Rive is still a Suffolk. So Suffolk Arla Mutter is even if there's a Rive connected it, still Suffolk Arla's Mutter. So it's not going to happen. But Lou Yitzur, it happened. They will find out that most apples in America are Arla. You'd still be allowed to buy apples because there's no. There's no what?
This is only on Mother.
This is only on that.
Okay.
The Raisa, you could eat all three because of Bittel. All right. You have three dinim of Rive. There's called the Parish Maruba Parish, and Rube Kukulai, and Bittel. So Bittel is a separate din. Bittel Barive is a din, like almost all the Rishainim of Hesen, Issa, Nasahet. But otherwise.
But by those sheep that jump back in, if it's Davish HaDominion, because you're counting in one of their columns, it wouldn't be Bapalani. Anyway.
Davish means it's in the Rabbana, and you're not going to make Korbanis out of Davish.
If okay. If the Nesivus holds from this Vara, that Rav is a Suffolk, and he says that when the Torah makes a Nisra, it means Vada Yisra, not Suffolk Yisra, then even if it's Rav Issa, it should be Mutta, because Rav Issa is also a Suffolk.
I mean, in the Rambam Shita.
Yeah.
In the Rambam Shita, Savat Rashi Matar Lakula, it should be even by Rav Isser. Okay, but not as Chazak Isura. I was saying the Rambam's Maida. So this it doesn't come up too often. But you're right.
Tam Ki'ikar means what?
Tam Ki'ikar is not a Suffolk. If it has taste, there's no bittel.
The whole thing becomes
this. It's Vaday Isser. I don't know if I mentioned it. I finally this summer had a real bus of b'chol of deraisa shaila. I had somebody who had a shaila. He was making burgers, and he took the spatula that had just been used for a cheese omelet, and he turned over the burger. I said, "Wow, finally, bus of b'chol of deraisa." He says, "Why are you so happy? I was just over at deraisa. I cooked bus of b'chol of deraisa, right?" The halacha is. The way all the Paiskim say is that even through Blias, if it's a Ben Yaimai, it's Daraisa. Basa B'cholav is Daraisa. Even Tam Kikar, it's Tam Kikar Daraisa. So we finally had a case. You know, most cases, Ein Ben Yaimai, it's Basa B'shishim, you know, it's always had Tairan. You know, finally we had a case of real Basa B'cholav. I heard this great psak in Eretz Yisrael. It's just wonderful. I have to give a shir on this in the Navi Shir once. You know, Eretz Yisrael, the latest thing is they burn dumpsters, you know, they have the garbage on dumpsters, so they light them on fire. So all the, you know, all the sane-headed leaders are trying to get them to stop. They can't get them to stop. Every time it's a protest, they put all the garbage on fire. You walk out, it's come out routine already. You walk out, why do you smell smoke? Oh, the garbage dump is on fire. So Rav Bransdorfer's Besdin came out with signs, you're not allowed to do it. You're going to be cooking basa b'cholav. If the dumpster is basa or this cholav, you light it on fire, you bring over the rice of bishul basa b'cholav. So therefore, it's aser. So. That's the sign. They're great. They're great. What?
They're having Hanor from this.
Do any good? They do any good? Then we'll see. I don't know. They're going to have Fleishik dumpsters and Milchia dumpsters. What? Something I said. Is that a vaday? These dumpsters, is milk and meat. Okay. Anyway, all right, that's Sif Test. Turn to Sif Yud. There is some cipher in Pesachei Tshuva Test that's kedai to go through, but I want to go on. Sif Yud. Now, Sif Yud, I see no mefarshim, so let's see if it's really something bariches to discuss. Kerem shu safik arlo beretz Yisrael osir. What is that? There's a vineyard. It's safik arla. Let's say I know there's some arla vines and some non-arla vines. The truth is every farmer plants every year, certainly by vines. Otherwise, you'll eventually lose your whole vineyard. Things get old. So you always plant. So you have a safik arla. Beretz Yisrael osir. Ubesurya mutter. And sarach maybe b'chutzlar. It's a chutzlar, as we know, is mutter. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser because of Safik, there it's Israel, is Aser. So here, you have to understand the following. We come to a third cloud. Okay, today we discussed Safdaris Lakula like the Rambam. We discussed Raiv is also a Safik. The third cloud is the din of Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami. So listen carefully. It's a complicated concept. But here, there's an extraordinary Kula that Rosh Hashem Zalman writes. And he's not the only one, but he writes the Lagabe R Asif, and it's an important rule. There's a rule of Kavua Kemetza Mechza. What's the Gemara's case? If you walk in the street and you find a piece of meat, you go Basarayv. So in Brooklyn, you find a piece of meat, right meat in Brooklyn is treif, you have to throw it out. If you go and give Bnei Brak, you find a bag, and in the bag there's a Frankfurter or a burger, a piece of schnitzel. So in Bnei Brak, most meat is kosher, I'm assuming. So therefore, if you find it in the street, it's mutter. Now, for Sfardim, it's still Aser because it's Basar Shana Salman Ayin. But I mentioned many times, the Ashkenaz and Paskin, that Basar Shana Salman Ayin is mutter. So if you walk in the street, it's called a parish, Maruva parish. You pick up the meat, if you want to eat it, but you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it because it's called a parish, Maruva parish. However, if a person went shopping in Bnei Brak, he went into a store, bought meat. He comes home, they say, where'd you buy it? He says, what's the difference? Aren't all the stores in Bnei Brak kosher? He says, no, there's some trefa stores too. He says, I don't remember where I bought it. He tells you, well, there are, let's say, 100 butcher stores, meat type stores in Bnei Brak, and 5 are treif. He says, all right, rive. So there's a din of kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. It's halacha shem sinai, that if you purchase the meat in its kvias, in the place where it originated doesn't mean the farm, but the place where it was once nicker, where it was nicker, and you are pirish it from there, you took it out. When you went and got it, if you opened your eyes, you would have seen which store it is. Kol kavua kemetza mechzadami. That's the halacha of kol terakula, don't do it early. Kol the parish meruba parish, and kol kavua kemetza mechzadami. So, getting back here, to Paris Eretz Yisrael, we nemon that all the grapes in Eretz Yisrael have a din kavua, because in their place they're recognizable. So if you buy it from the farmer, by the farmer it's a kavua, even the farmer's a guy. If you buy it from the farmer, kol kavua has a din of kavua kemetza mechzadami. Otherwise, or even arla Eretz Yisrael is derais, it's no worse than the vela. If you walk in the street and you find something, you go basarayv. So if I go into ShopRite in Eretz Yisrael, whatever the stores they have, I buy grapes, why don't we say it's mutter called the parish Meruba parish? So the teretz is that's called kavua. It's coming from its kvias. Until you took it, it's a dova kavua, and it's known. The farmer knows what it is. And
you mean that even though it came from the vineyard, the store is still kavua also?
So Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. And this is in the first volume of the Micha Shlomo, tshuva Ayin Aleph, Oisiyud Beis. And he says that this rule is not an absolute rule. It's not an absolute rule. As a matter of fact, the way he explains it, in Eretz Yisrael today, most of the time it's mutter. He said the following. He says, when do we say that kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami? When you're in the place, you could know. You could know what it is. It's parish me mokum kviyusai. How do you teach mokum kviyusai? The place where it was yadua, the place where it was known. He says, if the place you bought it from is owned, he calls them kalei adas, people who don't keep mitzasarla, let's say they don't keep Shabbos, you could argue what the level is, let's say they're not Shabbos Shabbos. Or they're goyim lahavdol. Or they're goyim. So they're not nemo bechlal, they don't care if it's arla or not arla. He says, when you buy it from such a place, or you buy it from a supermarket that bought it even from a fruit farmer, but in that supermarket, they're fryer people. He says, that's called the parish merupa parish. Kol kavua is when it's in a place where it's efshel levar. A meat, you go into a butcher store, you can be mevar. If the owner is a kalei adas, but you can look at it, if he has ash or not, you can be mevar. But the place you're getting it from has to have a birur if it is or is not arla. If it is or is not nevela. So you went to a place where it's mevor, if it is or is not nevela, and you took it out, that's kol kavua. But if it's already in a place where nobody cares about it, so then there's no issue. Then there's no issue. You could there's no din of kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. It's called the parish meruba parish, and it's mutter. This is a great kula, not only for that. I remember seeing once in the Chazon Ish, he talks about buying utensils. Gabi tefilas kelim. You go into a store, you go into whatever it is, a department store. You go into a Yiddish store, they tell you. You go into a department store and you buy glasses, or you buy silverware. You don't know if it's made by Yidden or made by Goyim. Is it a Safik or is it a Vadai? So, if you hold kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami, you go into a store, you buy it, it's kol kavua. Chazon Ish says, if you buy it in a container that has the manufacturer's name on it, it's packaged by the manufacturer, and you take it home, so you have to be mevarer whose it is. If in the store they unpacked it from the box, and they lined up the shelves, today everything comes in packages, but it used to be, you're right, you had glasses lined up on the shelves, or plates, or silverware, and you take it without a package. It says, if the person you're buying it from is a fryer yid, to him there's no difference. It doesn't have a din of kol kavua, it has din of roiv. And you go bas arayv. Now, when you go bas arayv, it's tefilas kelim called the davishesh matirin. So that's a discussion we learn about tefilas kelim. That's how hard it is. But it's a gvaldiga kula. This kula, which the Chazon Ish mentions briefly, mechashloim is kula lamaisa, that you don't say kol kavua if you're getting it from a person who he himself has known them honest. That's already called the parish. That's the kula that he says on this din of arla in Eretz Yisrael. Like Shem Zalman in Eretz Yisrael, most Suffolk arla is mutter. If it's a from a yid, so what are you worried about? He's not going to sell his arla. Elamai, you're buying it. You're worried it's arla from a fraya yid or from a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Like Shem Zalman, it's mutter anyway. As long as you don't go and buy it in the vineyard, you're buying it in the store. Here, Shem Zalman says it's mutter anyway. According to this chiddush, it's nafal bebira, the whole chumra of Suffolk Arla in Eretz Yisrael for cases of when you're buying it, the whole thing is full away. Alright, I'll talk to you about it in a minute. It's late. At the end, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Mikol Markaim, you have to chap what I'm going to tell you. He says, this is after maybe for a supermarket. He says, you want to go to a fryer farmer and buy from him, called the Parish Muruba Parish. So listen carefully. He says at the end, in parentheses, looks like it was added later, if he has his whole head to barichos. There's a sentence near the end. It's makom akayim. How can you buy from the fraya yid? Yovel lifnei iver. He's selling arla. He's selling arla. So God's good. For you, it's called the parish meruba parish. But he's selling arla. If he's selling arla, it's asabah na. Yovel lifnei iver. So you still shouldn't buy from him. So I don't understand. I mamish don't understand the words. Why are you allowed to buy it? It's called the parish meruba parish. You assume it's not arla. If it's not arla, then it's not lifnei iver. Like, what does he mean that you have a lifnei iver? If I assume it's not.
He knows if it's arla, we just don't believe him. He has no
money. Okay, so for me, I'm not able to lifnei iver. I'm assuming it's not Arla, so what's the problem? Yeah, but I'm assuming he knows it's not Arla. Because I'm assuming it's not. Unless the Vard is, this farmer is going to sell everything. If people buy by him, he'll end up doing Levnei Iver. So maybe that's what Rosh Hashanah is telling me. Anyway, this was the Lamed Shashir for this week. We get back to Halacha L'Maaseh next week. Next Sunday, can you make it? I don't know. Seeking is 6:40. We'll end up davening well before it. I mean, it's Hashem. Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, yeshiva, there's no shir Erev Rosh Hashanah. I tell my shir, if you're not busy doing tshuva all day, you know, I give shir on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, mi yitzeh Hashem, next week, I'll be here, we'll learn. If anybody needs any more schlussim before the Yom HaDin, so come. Otherwise, if you feel secure, you can... I'll go to everybody.